Recording, thank you.
Okay, hello everybody and welcome to our Appeals and Review Committee on the 21st of August 2023. I would like to start with the following announcement. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the Council's website. In addition, under the Openness of Local Government Bodies Regulations 2014, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or recordings is not under the Council's control. So if we can start with item one, apologies.
So we have an apology from Councillor Bradshaw and Councillor Ashcroft is kindly substituting chair.
Well, welcome back, Councillor Ashcroft. You did a sterling work last time.
I've set the bar too high, haven't I?
So, moving on to item two, that's the minutes of the previous meeting held on the 24th of July 2023. And I'd like to know if we are happy to receive and note those minutes. We've got some nodding heads, is that
well, I can note it, but I wasn't here.
I'm really saying it's true, thank
you. Councillor Woodward, do you...
Yes.
You recognise them. Excellent, thank you very much. So we move on to item three, which is disclosures of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Does anybody have anything they'd wish to disclose? No, thank you very much. And then we move on to item four, which are questions under other committee procedures, 12.8. I understand that no questions have been submitted.
That's correct, Chair.
Thank you very much. So, if we could then move on to item five, which is the Borough of Charlwood Jubilee Walk GI Corridor, Tico Lane to Rockingham Close Shepshed, Tree Preservation Order 2023. I'd first like to introduce our legal advisor, Ms. Catherine Harrison, and ask if you would like to introduce your report.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, we're here today to consider the initial tree preservation order that's been made. The initial order has been objected to, and there's a duly made objection, hence it's before committee to decide whether to confirm the order or not. The option's open to you after listening to having considered the objection, and this is to the representative of the head of planning and growth, is to whether to confirm the order with or without modification, or whether to not confirm the order, in which case it would fall away after the meeting.
Thank you very much. So I'd like now to move on to Mr. Mark Fennell. Planning and Growth? Yes. It's a long title, isn't it, you have. Would you like to present the case, please, to us?
Yes. So this TPO covers a section of woodland between Tico Lane and Rockingham Close. It's a long linear piece of green infrastructure and quite a dense woodland. Through this is a pathway that is widely used by the local public for dog walking, and will at the end of the day be part of the green infrastructure for the new developments on the western side of Shepshed. The tree preservation order was made at the request of the local ward member at the time, who is no longer the ward member, and the parish council, in reaction, I believe, to residents' concern about the loss of trees along this very wooded section of GI Corridor. There has been some objections, which are mentioned and listed in the report. If I go through the responses to those objections and just outline what those objections were. So the objector was concerned about self-seeded trees within their own garden. Well, I can assure you that the self-seeded trees within their own garden will not be part of the TPO. The TPO only extends to the boundary of the woodland and not into the gardens along Rockingham Close. So that shouldn't impact on that. yes, the downside of a TPO, there was concern about being able to cut back on overhanging branches, and the downside of the TPO is that there is a formal process of applying for permission to undertake that work if this TPO is confirmed. So the residents would need to do that, which means there would be at least an 8-week delay from them being able to undertake the work. However, just because a tree is under a tree preservation order doesn't mean that trees can't be managed and woodlands can't be managed appropriately. And in this instance, just to make the committee aware, while Charnwood don't own the land, they are tenants. So Charnwood are the responsible responsible tenants that would be undertaking any necessary maintenance and felling any dangerous trees. And my understanding is that there is a cyclical maintenance programme undertaken by the Open Spaces team here at Charnwood. The objector also talks about these works not being undertaken. Well, that really is a matter for Open Spaces and not really a matter for around the issue of whether the TPO should be confirmed. Any necessary works are the responsibility of the landowner. All the TPO will do is ensure that those works are done in an appropriate manner, and yes, permission will be required. So in this process, we can't influence the undertaking of works that are considered to be necessary. It's down to the individual landowner, or tenant in this case. So having said all that, the conclusion is that the committee should consider moving the TPO forward as it stands and confirm the order as it stands.
Thank you, Mr. Fennell. So the next stage, as I ask members of the committee if you have any questions you'd like to ask Mark. Are there any questions you'd like to raise? Yes, Councillor Dent.
What size are these trees? Are they fully mature?
Well, having walked the area, yeah, there are some extremely mature trees, but there will also be seedlings and things within that. And that the purpose of a woodland TPO is that it covers all the trees within that area.
Right. I just wondered whether it's a mature area or just
some. No, some of them are very, very substantial trees, you know, 20, 25 metres tall.
Yes, Councillor Ashcroft.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. Response number 3. It says the responsibility of the landowner or tenant.
Yes.
So are you saying in this case it's the tenant, and are you saying that that's Charnwood Council? Because I think you said that they don't own the land.
Yes,
Charnwood Council. Yeah. So basically, because it wasn't clear to me what that meant, it seemed a bit vague.
No.
So you're saying within the area, it is actually the responsibility of Charnwood Borough Council?
The maintenance of the trees is the responsibility of Charnwood Borough Council, yes.
Okay, because one of the concerns that the objector said is, well, there are two things. One of them is carrying out work themselves for branches which are overhanging the property, but the other one was trees they thought had self-seeded, which were potentially dangerous, could potentially fall onto the property.
Yeah.
So has the person objecting been given clear notice on who she should contact with this concern?
Yes, my understanding is that she's been in contact with them over a number of years prior to this TPO being served. And I think it's the concern, part of the objection is the concern that she has that the work isn't being undertaken as she would consider necessary.
Yeah,
she's been in dialogue with the Open Spaces team over that.
Yeah, so it seems like that concern has not necessarily been addressed, but I'm not sure whether it is particularly part of the issue with the order, really.
Exactly, that's the problem. I can only address the issues with the order and not the issues that are sort of council-wide issues, really.
Okay.
Yes, Councillor Woodward.
It's not really a question for Mark, but a question more generally. So perhaps, should we have that in the discussion?
Yes, if that's all right.
Apologies, just works.
Yes.
I think having quoted the Councillor Fox into the start of the meeting.
Yes. Should we? Yes.
Probably need to recap some of what Mark said, so if she's going to take part in any decision.
Of course.
Or whether you're here just to observe. Need to decide.
No, thank you very much. Councillor Fox, welcome. Please don't apologise. Things happen. It's okay.
Just apologies. I think I need to take the number of... I think I need to take somebody's number from someone who's here because I was trying to get hold of somebody to let them know I was on my way.
Oh, okay.
But just
sorry.
My fault. I'm saying I apologise. But I knew I could be here, but I just got stuck in some unexpected traffic and I was just trying to contact somebody to let them know I am here. Don't worry. So I just really apologise for that, and I'll take steps to make sure I have someone's number next time.
That's lovely.
If that happens again.
So to recap.
So, it's your meeting.
I'm very grateful for your
now for your
help.
Far, if you want
so
to
this is regarding Shep.
Yeah.
And the woodland walk at, say, Rockingham and. Tree, she says, looking at it, trying to find the right information. Ticklow Lane and Ticko Lane and Rockingham Close Shep Shed.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a dense piece of walkable woodland.
Yep.
It's sort of the edge of two developments, we think. Looking for a tree preservation order over the whole woodland area. And that from that there is an objection from somebody whose garden backs onto that, and Mr. Fennell has gone through, which is in the paperwork.
Yeah.
Would you like to ask any questions of Mr. Fennell?
Not at the moment. No.
Not at the moment. Mr. Fenners, have I correctly...
I think we've covered that.
Yeah.
So all we'd like to be sure of is that Councillor Fox hasn't missed out on the information that the rest of the committee has heard. So
yes.
You've had the same papers as everyone
exactly.
else, Councillor Fox, which you've read. So it's just whether anything that Mark said to the committee that isn't within the within the report that you've provided.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Thank
you for your help on that.
Thank you.
Both of you. I have a question, if that is all right. On page 14, Annex 3, 1.3, it says condition of the trees. It says condition of individual trees has not been assessed, blah, 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 blah. A significant number of mature specimens and dense understory. Could you just tell me what the understory is? Is it bushes underneath the tree or is it lower branches?
Yeah, it can be both.
Mm.
It's beneath the top canopy of the trees.
Yeah.
So, you know, as Councillor Dennett was asking about the height and the maturity of some of those trees, often you get very mature trees, but you get younger trees growing underneath.
Yeah.
So everything that forms the... Rather than seeing the stems of those mature trees, you don't see the stems of those mature trees because there's this very dense understory. So there's strong leaf foliage from very low level, less than a metre, right up to the top canopy at probably 20, 25 metres.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a dense wood.
Yes. I'm assuming that sort of gives a bigger variety of environment for insects and animals, and it's part of the whole preservation order, isn't it? It's the undergrowth as well.
An ecologist, but yes, from my understanding is that it would create a much better habitat for woodland in that with that character.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Fennell. Does anybody else have any questions for Mr. Fennell? No. Thank you very much, everybody. Okay. Now, this is the point at which I'd usually ask our objector, Ms. Rowena Dimbleby, if she had any questions to ask Mark, but she isn't able to attend this evening, so I will tell you what we would normally do if she was here, but clearly we can't. After she'd asked questions to Mark, we would then ask her to present her case. However, her case is set out in the documents, in her letter, email of the 27th of March. We would then ask questions of Ms. Dimbleby, but of course, as she's not here, we can't go through those sections. Nor can we ask Mr. Fennell to ask Ms. Dimbleby any questions. So, having skipped those sections, appropriately. I ask the committee, do you have any additional information or any clarification that you would like to ask at this time about this tree preservation order? Yes, please, Councillor Ashton.
This issue about the objector, and as I've already said, I realise that isn't to do with preservation. Making complaints about potentially dangerous trees adjacent to the property for a period of 4 years and not getting any joy out of this. So has this been looked into about whether there is an issue with this work's not being done or these objections?
It's not for me to investigate because obviously it's a matter for the team that are responsible for doing the maintenance, which is not part of the planning department. However, if things like that come into it, they would be passed on to the appropriate staff to respond to. I'm afraid I can't confirm what action they're taking. All I can tell you is I know there's been a series of email exchanges between people in the open spaces team and the objector. Whether they've managed to resolve the matter, I don't know.
Do we know if the councillor in the board has been party to this?
Sorry, but
do we know if the councillor in the board has been party to these discussions?
I don't know. I mean, some of them may well have happened before the recent elections.
Yes, Councillor Wood, have you finished? Councillor Ashcroft,
yes,
that would do. Thank you.
Just a follow-up.
Yeah.
I think it's probably completely unrelated to this, but it would be perhaps best practice if we made contact with the Councillor to say, this is the situation, and could you follow up? Because the resident, there's very clear expression of distress, causing me huge anxiety and so forth. So, you know, in terms of mental health, best practice, maybe one of the things we can do is just liaise with either Shepshed West or Shepshed East, I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm not sure how, CPRE, is it that, I got that right? I'm not sure how confidentiality of information works, whether we're able to pass that information on to somebody, or whether in fact it's telling the resident that they could contact.
Yeah.
Maybe that way.
Making some way of joining things up and getting some resolve.
Okie dokie. Councillor Woodward, you did have earlier on, you did say there was something sort of general that you wanted to say. Is there anything, was that it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's lovely. And if we absolutely don't have anything else to ask?
Just one more quick question.
Of course, please do.
This open space to do the work, are they subject to the 8 week turnaround to do the works as well?
Yes, they are, yes.
So that would explain why things are taking so long, isn't it?
It could be, but at the moment there isn't a requirement to apply for an 8 week. Because the TPO, the TPO is now in place, but it hasn't been while some of the concerns about those dangerous trees have been going on. They've got the conversations about it because it predates the serving of this order.
Did a bit worry, but they're not doing the works now. Before they had to wait the 8 weeks, now they've got to wait 8 weeks. It seems like it could take longer to get stuff done.
I can surmise why it's taking a long while, but I probably in open spaces to comment on that.
But I suppose what the takeaway from that is that whilst concerning, it's not within the remit of this committee.
No.
All we're being asked to do is whether we want to place tree preservation order on that space there. Okay, so as I think that we've asked our questions, no rush to anybody, I'd like then to bring us on to drawing us to making some decisions. So first of all, I will be making the following statement. The committee, with the advice of its legal advisor as necessary, will now discuss this matter and then decide whether or not the order should be confirmed and, if so, whether with any modification. During this part of the meeting, the parties may not participate. However, this remains a public meeting and the parties may continue to observe if they so wish. So, the options we have in front of us are to confirm that tree preservation order, to say no to the tree preservation order, or I suppose look at finding some sort of middle way. Although my personal opinion here is, I don't think that's really has any, there's really any option for that without a detailed survey of the site. And as I am not an expert in trees, I don't see how that would be possible. Somebody here might disagree with me. What do we think? Councillor Woodward, do you have any feelings on this?
I think we should confirm the order without modification. Reason being that it's mixed age corridor with amenity and residents. We're going to have a new development also. That's my view.
Thank you very much. Councillor Dent, what are your feelings on this?
I feel we ought to confirm it as well on this occasion.
Yeah. Do you have particular reasons to be minded to do that?
Due to the maturity of the trees, how long they've been there, and the fact that they've been there a very long time, I think that's the right thing to do in this instance.
Yeah. Thank you. Councillor Ashcroft, how are you? What are your feelings on this?
Confirm the order without modification. I think the order is because trees were being removed. I think without, and that's what the protection order's for. And I don't think the objection really addresses that. It's basically removed that protection. And as we've said, we don't think the objection really falls into the scope of the protection order. It's a separate issue.
Yeah.
And Councillor Fox, I'm similarly minded.
Yeah,
I empathise with the wait for maintenance, as I understand it, but I understand that's not the remit of this committee.
Yeah.
And also understand that because it's a long corridor, we've only actually had one objection from one household, so I feel that it would be not commonsensical to make a decision based on one minority household if it's a larger expanse that affects a higher number of people.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, I might have been minded otherwise had we had a larger showing from the residents.
Yeah.
Does that make sense with lots
yes.
of similar concerns? But it feels like the majority are quiet and there's only one that's very individual to that
yes.
property. So I'm similarly minded
yeah.
for those reasons.
And I think I would agree with everybody here. It's such a valuable asset. To create that corridor from nothing would be years of hard work. So having something already there, I think its value, both ecologically and as an amenity locally, in this instance outweighs those distressing but real concerns, but I think it outweighs those. So with that in mind, we seem to be now coming towards confirming the order without modification. So for that I will need a proposer and a seconder. Could I have a proposer for confirming this order without modification? Thank you, Councillor Dent. And may I have a seconder, please? Councillor Ashcroft, thank you very much. So I'd like us now to take a vote. Am I doing this right?
That's fine. Before we vote, would it be acceptable just to give the reason for
thank you very much. I'm still getting used to
That's
this.
Okay.
Is this bit, I did this bit beforehand, right? Okay, glasses back on. So, we've got a proposal and a seconder. So, this committee is deciding to confirm the order without modification. Reason is, having considered in accordance with the procedure set out in the Council's Constitution, that objection to the order, the committee considers that the reasons put forward for not protecting the trees do not outweigh the contribution they make to the amenity of the area and that the trees should therefore be protected. Could we, for those who'd wish to vote in favour of that, would you vote now, please? Thank you very much. That's unanimous, so thank you for that. And I then turned to Ms. Catherine Harrison, our legal advisor, to confirm the outcome, please.
Thank you, Chair. That was a unanimous vote in favour of confirming the order as set out in the report.
Thank you. I should not have said that bit beforehand, should I? Took the wind out of your sails there. Thank you very much. So that brings to the end the close of meeting after 26 minutes.